Now in chapter 17, we've come now to the end of the line as far as Israel, the 10 northern tribes are concerned. And they're carried into captivity by Assyria. And in chapter 17, we have Shalmaneser, king of Assyria. He captures the northern kingdom, exacts tribute from them. And when he discovers that King Hoshea had formed a conspiracy against him, he besieges Samaria and after 3 years takes the northern tribes into captivity. And we'll see that now here in chapter 17. Let me read this. In the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, began Hoshea the son of Elah to reign in Samaria over Israel 9 years. He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, but not as the kings of Israel that were before him. He's not as bad as Ahab and Jezebel. Not as bad as Ahaziah. But he's bad enough, by the way. And notice what happens now. Verse 3. Against him came up Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, and Hoshea became his servant and gave him presents. You see, now there is an attempt to try to win over Shalmaneser, king of Assyria. And the king of Assyria found conspiracy in Hoshea, for he had sent messengers to So, king of Egypt, and brought no present to the king of Assyria as he had done year by year. Therefore the king of Assyria shut him up and bound him in prison. Then the king of Assyria came up throughout all the land, went up to Samaria and besieged it 3 years. Now, Samaria was the city that Omri, the father of Ahab, had built. And then Ahab came along and had built it, built a palace up there. I've been there. I think I've said this before. It's one of the most beautiful spots that you'll find in that land. You couldn't find a more beautiful place. But now the king of Assyria comes up and besieges the city, and we are told in the 9th year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria, took Samaria. He carried Israel away into Assyria and placed them in Halah and in Habor by the river of Gozan and in the cities of the Mede. Now there are those that say that the 10 tribes are lost. And the fact of the matter is, they don't say they're lost. They say that they popped up in Great Britain somewhere and that the United States is part of this. Now, that makes a very nice theory. I'm sure it ministers to the pride of a great many folk to feel like that we are, you know, of the 10 lost tribes. But the interesting thing is that this idea of 10 lost tribes is entirely man-made. You don't find it in the Word of God at all. For instance, now way over in the New Testament, when James wrote his epistle, they weren't lost because listen to him. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. So apparently, James didn't think they were lost because he writes his letter to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. And at that time, they were not lost. So if they got lost between there and where we are today. And of course, the theory of these folks is that they got lost when they were carried into captivity. They were no more lost than Judah was lost, for that matter, friends. And when they returned back to the land, you'll find there were those out of all the tribes that came back. But actually, very few of any of the tribes came back. There must have been several million of them went into captivity. And out of the captivity, there came about 65,000. So regardless of the tribe, very few came back. And you might say all 12 tribes are lost, if you're going to say 10 are lost. But the interesting thing is that none of them have been lost.